But this little girl, when I read that, I said, now, if you grumble and complain, I said, it will bring sickness and disease to your body because you're disobeying the king. And she thought, oh my goodness. 2 weeks ago, I come into work one morning and there's a few things didn't go right. So I grumbled and complained. I know none of y'all ever done this besides me and her. And maybe this girl over here. No, we've all done that. She grumbled and complained. And she said the next day she had more problems. And of course she grumbled and complained more. By the end of the week, everything's going wrong. Because she's grumbling and complaining instead of the first day saying, Lord, I want to thank you for this opportunity to pass this test. This test has come to me. I know it's from you, and I'm going to pass it. I'm going to make it. I'm not going to grumble or I'm going to complain. But she didn't do that. She grumbled and complained. So by grumbling and complaining, by the end of the week, it got worse. And then over the weekend, she woke up with a crick in her neck. And then, of course, naturally, she's grumbling and complaining about the crick in her neck. She doesn't realize this is making her case worse. So when I taught on Philippians 2, which says, do all things without grumbling and complaining, she thought, Lord, that's me. He's talking about me. Now, who is that that's convicting her so quickly? The Holy Spirit, of course. The Holy Spirit's convicting her that what she's doing is not according to God's mighty word. So she said, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. I will not grumble and complain anymore. And guess what happened? Instantly she was healed. Nobody even had to pray for her. The crick left and her neck straightened up and she had no pain. And at the end of the class, I said, any last word? And she said, yes, I got a word. I got to tell you. And she told us what happened. She said, I had no idea that my grumbling and complaining brought this crick on my neck. And the minute I repented of that sin, God instantly healed me. But see, if the Lord tells you, do all things without grumbling and complaining, what do you think the king meant? He meant that, didn't he? Well, now, what do you think he will do to you if you don't do what he says? Do you think God would put a crick in that little girl's neck? Do you think he would make things go bad for her every day to increase her test to see if she's going to meet his criteria or she's not going to meet his criteria? Well, God is in the business to put his children to the test. You go back. Somebody said, God wouldn't put me to the test. Let's go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. And God made one man and one woman, put them in the garden, and he told them, don't eat of the fruit in the middle. Did he put them to the test? Did they fail the test? Yes, they did. Did he tell them there would be a consequence to the test? You fail the test, you're going to die. Did they fail? Yes. Did they die? Yes. Why is it we don't believe? You can go from that day all the way through the Old Testament, all the way through the New Testament, and you'll find out God is still at his job of putting his people to the test. Why does he test us? He tests us so we can learn how to be overcomers. If we don't learn how to be an overcomer, you know, then you're going to have sickness and disease in your life. It's going to bring it to you. That's all there is to it. So anyway, when I come back now to Ed's story, this man that I prayed for, this good Christian, that I told you I thought this man was one of the best Christians I've ever met. And if you'd asked me, where does he rate? He'd have been way up there on my list. But what God thought about Ed and what I thought about Ed was two different things. Because Ed at 42 comes down with stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer at 42. Now, I didn't know very much about healing back in those days. I'm just in the beginning stages of learning. But when I went to pray for Ed, he was terminal. They'd already done exploratory surgery on him. He was a Baptist. Of course, we didn't have no faith. None of us did back in those days. And they'd done exploratory surgery on Ed, and the diagnosis is stage 4 lymphoma in every organ of your body. There's no cure. You're going to be dead in a few weeks. It's over. How would you like to be 42 and have a diagnosis like that? Not me. I don't want to die at 42. I don't want to die at 72 or 82. I mean, I want to go on, praise the Lord. But you got to do it God's way if you do. Well, Ed thought he was doing it God's way, but he was not doing it God's way. He was coming to church on Sunday, but when he left Sunday, Monday morning, he's Mr. Brock. I mean, he's all about his business. All week long, he's all about his business. Well, next Sunday, it's time to go to church again. Well, technically speaking, one day a week, he's Mr. Christian. 6 days a week, he's Mr. Prostitute, in God's sight. You know, now, how many of you men would like for your wife to come home on Sunday and then run around with somebody else 6 days a week? Or how many of you women would like for your husband to come home on Sunday and run around with somebody else 6 days a week? No, ain't none of us like that. None of us like that at all. But we do that before God, and God is merciful to us and gives us years and years and years of running around. And then finally one day he says, that's it. That's it. I'm assigning the death certificate to you. And so Ed Brock was going to die at 42 years old. Well, when I went to his hospital room to pray for him, his wife told me he had terminal cancer. And, of course, the Lord spoke to me right there and told me to tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him, and he would heal him. Now, that was a new one on me. I had never had that happen before. So as a Southern Baptist deacon, that was a mouthful that put me to the test, I'll tell you for sure. But since I'd heard God audibly tell me, and I went home, and I found a scripture in the New Covenant that promises that if we confess our faults and if we do something, God will heal us. Now, it's in the New Covenant, and it's in James 5, and it was the last scripture I was going to talk about today, but we will go there right now, James 5, 14, 15, and 16, kind of getting ahead of myself here, but still, this is a good place. I want you to look at this. This promise is in the New Covenant that you and I live under today. Is any sick among you? Now, this is God is giving us this open invitation if we're sick. He doesn't promise to do miracles here. He doesn't promise to make a leg grow out. He promises to heal you if you've got a sickness. But he says, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Now, you got to have some men in the church, elders, that believe God. They can't just be normal elders that say, oh God, if it be your will you please heal Ed? No. He says, call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, not the prayer of unbelief, but the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. And then the next verse, 16, says, so confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Yes. Now then, here's the case. I've asked a lot of people, men, when they come in, I say, are you righteous? And they say, no. They just condemn themselves. You know, if you don't see yourself as righteous, if you're a born-again Christian, you're slapping God in the face and saying what you did for me through your son on the cross is not good enough. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 makes this statement to you. 2 Corinthians 5, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Did you become a born-again Christian? Then what happened to your old unrighteous critter? You throwed him away. Amen. He died. And now you got a new man. So let's go on and see what it says there. The next couple of verses, let's go on down. Can we go on down 18, 19, 20, 21 day? And all things are of God now that you've become a new creature, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Each one of us have a ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting or not imputing, not counting their trespasses unto them, but has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. In other words, you can go out and tell people, you know, right now, are you saved? They say, no. You say, good, you're in a good place. Because if you're not a Christian, then up to this point, God's not even holding your sins against you. So if you're sick, I'll pray for you and God will heal you. It's easier to get a lost person healed than it is a saved one. Isn't that amazing? I have seen God do greater miracles for the lost people than I have for the church, almost. I've seen him do awesome miracles. I've made that statement to people. Somebody be sick. I mean, the guy walking down the street, he's sick. Oh, he's coughing, sneezing, hacking, all this stuff or whatever. Or he feels, I said, what's wrong with you? Oh, he said, I feel my liver or whatever, you know, I'm dying. I said, are you saved? You know Jesus? No, I don't know Jesus. I said, how would you like to get healed? Well, I'd like to get healed. I said, well, the Jesus I serve is a healer. And I pray for them, and right on the spot, God's healed them. I've even seen him do miracles. I mean, that miracle I told yesterday down at Hillcrest where I was speaking, I told about the woman, the little Spanish woman, the little brown woman that was probably 40, 50 years old. She didn't know Jesus. She fell into an oven, burned all the skin off her arm. I prayed for that woman, and within 12 hours, God took that burned arm. Within a few minutes, he took all of her pain away. He left all them big old blisters on her arm. But that was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But the next morning by 7, when she woke up, her arm was perfectly, completely healed. Now, is that an awesome miracle from God? Now, who could have done something like that? Only the Lord. Now, why did he do that for that lost woman? Because I stood in bold faith on his word. I walked up in front of all those people that was trying to get her healed and began to quote the word of God. See, that's why he said, study, hide the word in your heart. You know, where you can use it when you need it. So you can be a vessel unto honor to serve the King, to do great and mighty things in his name. That's what he wants to do through you. But he wants to do it to the lost world. So these people get saved. Now then, he says that, and then let's go to the next verses, 20 and 21. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Now we are ambassadors. Are we an ambassador? Well, every one of us are, whether you know it or not. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he has made him to be sin. He has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Now then, when you become the new creature, are you righteous?
Yes.
Absolutely. Somebody asks you, are you righteous? What should you tell them?
Yes.
Can you pray the prayer of faith as the righteousness of God in Christ? Yes. Why? Because it's not by faith in what you got. It's by faith in the name of Jesus.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.